5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're Generation X, laughing at the world today. We're getting older, but we're still gonna play.
Steph back.
Hi, Steph.
Hey.
We sort of went through this already in the Patreon show, but in order to see the Patreon show, you have to be a Patreon member. We'll tell you how to do that later, but it's nice to see your face again. We have new viewers, what, like 10?
Okay, well, now that I'm back, it'll be even less.
No. I think it's going to skyrocket. When they see that there's a chick on the show, they're going to be like, oh, yeah. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen?
Oh, it's a middle-aged lady. It's everything I love to watch on the internet.
Hey, don't. We're all middle-aged. Even Dustin is starting to be middle-aged. Well, we're glad you're back. I'm glad you're back. It's nice to see your face.
Oh, thanks, guys. Good to see you, too.
Thanks. I spent the weekend at a comedy show. Jeff went to a comedy show. Jeff saw a more famous comedian than I saw. So why don't you tell everybody who you saw before we get going here?
Yeah, I saw Al Franken at the City Winery on Saturday. It was good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't do a Democratic fundraiser. They should have, because everyone in the entire audience was a left-leaning Democrat.
You think? Everybody? All 100% of the people there?
Yeah, because he was talking so much trash about Trump, and everybody was into it. I didn't see anybody that was like, no!
Did he tell stories or just do stand-up?
Yeah, he told stories, and you know, he's trying to put an act together. He said it's like building the plane and flying the plane at the same time.
He should never... He should never have resigned from the Senate.
Yeah, he took questions from the audience. He had to write them down beforehand. And I asked him, what hurts more, getting drummed out of your job on bullshit or getting stabbed in the head by a pencil by Sarah Silverman? But yeah, he didn't answer my question.
No, you wouldn't read that one. He's probably still bitter about that because he was just pretending to grab that woman's tits on the airplane while she was asleep. He didn't really grab them. But yeah, I went and saw, and this is thanks to Jeff who got me in. I went and saw Aaron Weber, who is on the Nate Land podcast. So now I've seen two of those guys. I've never seen Nate Bargatze. And I went with Jamie, a friend of mine. And at the end of the show, I went up in line and I gave him an autographed John Smoltz baseball card. And he was kind of surprised by this. I don't have one of these. I got a chipper one, because he talks about it in his stand-up that he likes baseball cards.
Was he as nice as you would think he would be?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think those
I love
guys,
him.
That Nate Land universe of, you like Aaron?
I like Nate.
Yeah. I like them all. I've never met him, but I did meet Dusty a couple weeks ago. Yeah, we got land. My wife and I bought a homestead during the pandemic, and we never thought we were going to have kids. And now we got two. Yeah. Last week, Nate wasn't in, so it was Slayland. We'll talk about that shit later. But no, he was really cool. And so I gave him the card, and then the new episode of Nate Land dropped this morning, and I said, I'm going to wait. Because, you know, they always talk about their weekend and where they did stand up. I'm like, I wonder if he'll give me a shout out. And he just goes, yeah, I got a lot of gifts. people. It was really nice, good crowd. And I got to give a shout out to, and I was like, whoa. And he said, this other guy. Who I knew, I recognized the name. And so I went to, Because I didn't want to feel bitter. I didn't give it to him so I could hear my name read on their podcast. I gave it to him because I like him and he's a nice guy and he collects cards. But there was that little bit of, oh, it would be cool if, it's not me. But I knew the name. I recognized the guy's name and I'm connected with him on Facebook. So I said, hey, I heard you get a shout out. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's like the third time they've mentioned me. I'm like, oh, cool.
What is he giving them?
I don't know.
He asks questions. Oh. And it was weird because right after Aaron mentioned him, Dusty goes, oh, yeah, I like him. not that guy that Alan Rommelfanger books for us to go on his show in Atlanta. We like him, but we're never going to mention him. I'm just kidding.
I really feel like maybe if you want to be remembered, you should just like in the middle of the interview, climb up on the desk and just take a shit. Because I feel like they would never stop talking about that.
I got a, there's a guy that came to my show at Woodruff Arts Center. This guy got up in the middle of my set and just took a shit on the person next to us. Y'all never forget that. That never happened before. I hope it doesn't happen again. We're having a good time.
Al Franken's funniest bit was he walked off stage. Well, at first he said he got really into ventriloquism during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walked off stage and he came back and he was wearing a mask. And he had a ventriloquist dummy with him that was also wearing a mask. So he was doing ventriloquism with the mask on. So
that's true.
His lips are obviously moving and stuff, but it was very Albert Brooks-ish. It was funny.
I would have liked to have seen him. I don't care about political shit like that. Because he's one of the funniest people that's ever lived. And he was such a good writer on SNL. And
I miss him doing the field correspondence on SNL.
Yeah, during the Cold War when he had that...
The satellite on his head.
Satellite fish on his head.
Yeah.
I liked him because he did that. Me, Al Franken. So May the 4th is today. That is the day. That's why Jeff has Cylons behind him. But it's podcast rule number 66. It says you got to talk about Star Wars. So we will talk about Star Wars. We're going to talk about George Lucas type of stuff later on. We'll see. We'll see. But I want to talk about TikTok. Everybody on this program is on TikTok, as far as I know. Steph, are you still on TikTok?
I'm on there, but I don't do anything with it.
Do you look at it?
There. Nah, not really.
Yeah? I follow a girl from Appalachia who talks about going to mushroom festivals in West Virginia.
Oh, like mushrooms? Chanterelles and like oyster mushrooms? You like fancy mushrooms?
And she's real country. She's like, talks like this. Y'all, I got an allergy problem. That's why I sound like this.
I just like that accent. But we may not have TikTok to enjoy or kick around by the end of the year. I think they have to divest. ByteDance has to divest themselves of it, according to all the Congress people who voted to get rid of it.
Can't that guy just become an American citizen?
No, he can't do that.
Why not? He's married to an American.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, should apply. I don't know. I don't even think he's Chinese, is he? I don't think he's
Singapore.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it's a lot of bullshit. And the thing that really sells it to me that it was that it's all bullshit is that all that data stuff that they talk about, that is that Meta and X and Alphabet, which is Google, they collect so much of your data and they have no problem if some law enforcement agency says, we want to see that data. They just go, okay, here you go. Apple makes them give them subpoenas and stuff like that, or whatever they call them, warrants and shit like that. But here's the funny thing that you can think about this when you're thinking about, well, gosh, why did they try so hard? Why did they fight so hard to get rid of it? The first quarter of this year in the United States, the Meta platform,
Mark Zuckerberg, here's $7.6 million to please get rid of our number one competitor for Instagram Reels. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. I know their algorithm is better, but please. I'm trying to make the builder butt.
I hate that guy. I can't stand that guy. Out of all those tech douchebags, I used to hate the guy that ran Twitter, Jack. But he's just some dumb hippie. He's not dumb, but he's just some, hippie guy, whatever. But this is
Mark Zuckerberg. He has like event horizon demon eyes.
Yeah, he's a weird, weird fucking guy.
Did they shut down that metaverse with the virtual reality thing?
Yeah, that flopped.
There was only like 15 people that ever used it.
If you can't have sex with people in it, no one's going to do that. That's what people want that stuff for. Oh, I'm walking through a meadow. I wonder if I can go behind that tree and find an elf with boobs.
You know, my sister, she bought a, what is it?
Oculus?
She bought one while I was in Michigan.
Or the new Apple one.
It was an Oculus.
Okay.
And I put it on and I can see how you would get, you know, especially if you were high or something. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, I put it on and I was in a world and doing some stuff and, you know, almost broke my leg on the refrigerator.
Because you're walking around, right? You can't see shit.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of like all of a sudden you start to forget that I'm in my mother's tiny kitchen and I'm, you know, running into chairs and shit because it does. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I haven't tried it yet. But here's I want to try it. Of course, I want to try it. I can't wait till that you can plug it into something in your brain and then you can feel everything happening.
Oh, yeah. You can goon.
No, that's not what. No, man, I'm talking about like going skiing or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not gooning.
Flying.
Not having sex with Tinkerbell from Peter Pan.
You're an eagle. You're soaring. You're edging.
Uh-huh. I'd use it like that frog in that monkey video.
That would be a honey badger and that old honey badger viral video.
That video is still funny.
It's still funny.
Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh, my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy.
Ew, that's gross. All right, so all these people that I'm going to mention voted to get rid of TikTok. And by the way, the only reason this passed is because it was in a bill to give money to countries that aren't the United States. So, you know, to kill other people. So that's a good thing. They're killing TikTok in a bill where they give money to kill people. And when you give money to kill other countries so they can kill people, they give us back that money. So if you have stock in Raytheon and the other people who make shit to kill people, good job. Let's see. These are representatives. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 of them are Democrats. Now, the reason it's only Democrats, and they all have a TikTok account, by the way. The reason that these House members, the only ones listed are Democrats, is because most Republicans in the House didn't vote for that bill. So let's move to the Senate. And we're not going to talk politics all night. This is just funny to me. Okay. The TikTok guys who voted to ban it in the Senate: Cory Booker, Sherrod Brown, Bob Casey, John Fetterman, Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrat. Now, Republicans don't use it because they're scared of China. China. Oh, we got to go to war with China.
It's pronounced China.
China. We have to go to war with China. I know that Sleepy Joe Biden is on TikTok as well. He's opening baseball cards. And you know, you could buy a team. I do it better.
I saw him do like a 2-hour makeup tutorial.
Who, Biden?
Biden, yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about it because I'm going to federal government to make sure they can't take away your TikTok because it's the only place where you can find out that the frogs are gay. I don't know. It's all ridiculous. People want it. The thing that pisses me off the most about it is that there are a lot of people who make money. They gave up their job or they got fired from their job and they found a niche or a niche, however you say it, and they found a way to make money or a supplemental income. And a lot of people rely on it, and it has a much better algorithm than anything else out there. And you're taking away their livelihood because you're mad at China for some stupid reason. I don't understand. But I'm going to use it until they tell you you can't, until it's gone. One of my favorite things on TikTok right now is these AI-generated songs, which when they start doing these things and pushing them out there, that means that something in the future is going to happen. Because they'll let everybody make them and then they'll start cracking down on it if you start using real people. But these aren't real people. There's a website called Suno.com. And you go there and you can say, write a song about this. And they'll write a bunch of songs for you. And you get 5 free a day, or you can pay and get as many as you want. Or you can write your own lyrics. And you have to be crafty with it, because if you use swear words, it'll get banned. Because I wrote one called The Wheels on the Bang Bus. The Wheels on the Bus is a song that I hear at least 15 times a day. I hate the song. There's multiple versions of it that I have to hear. I'm very tired of it. I know as a parent, though, I have to endure it. But I wrote one called Wheels on the Bang Bus. And I had to be very you know, very careful with how I wrote the words, but it worked. And one of the ones I really like that I keep seeing that actually went viral, it's kind of went viral like that that comedian we had on, Jeff, who does all the impressions. What's his name? Jeff Richards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who did that video of Gary Busey talking about buttered sausage. And that went viral. And then everybody started using it. And to the point now where I follow Gary Busey on TikTok and he goes, we're going to have some buttered sausage. Do you think he knows where that came from? I don't know. But the one I keep seeing is I glued my balls to my butthole again. And it sounds like an old Motown song. And it's catchy. And I find myself walking around, I glued my balls to my butthole.
I got my balls to my butthole. Yeah. Oh, my God. What did I do?
And there's a couple more. Did anybody post any? Does anybody like these? I can move on.
I posted that next one.
It's time to take a shit on the company time. That one's funny.
Yeah. And the last one, I'd really like to get in your pants because I just shit in mine.
Yeah, for some reason, this one creator, every song has to do with fecal matter or urinating. There's one where the lady's a, why are my arms effing stuck this way? That one's also pretty viral. Do these show up in your timeline, Steph and Jeff, or do you not ever see them?
Yeah, I just skip past them usually. I've seen a few of them.
Yeah, I don't ever get on there, guys. I really don't.
Oh, I thought you went on to look at stuff.
No, I don't. No. I really, my main whatever is Instagram. I just.
They're showing up in reels. I'll send you one.
Yeah, all I do is look at Instagram, really.
All right. Okay, Boomer. Seinfeld is, I don't know if this was, he was doing press for his upcoming movie that looks really good about toaster strudels. And Jeff's going to talk about that a little bit later on. But he was on something complaining about the fact that comedy today is too woke and you can't make TV. And I listened to the video and he was like, you know, people used to come home and they would watch MASH or they would watch Alice or The Love Boat or anything like that or All in the Family. And now nobody, you can't make anything these days because these kids are so silly. Why can't I? Blah, 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 blah. Without being aware that there was just a 24-year soft reboot of George Costanza that just aired its final episode, which was a soft reboot of his own series finale. No one watches TV. Why don't people watch TV anymore? When his show aired, that was when cable just really exploded, and there was plenty to watch then. But you're right. We had a lot less to do. But really, we had more to do. And we had a shared culture back then. That all died after, 2005, 2006? Once social media and...
streaming. Once streaming started.
Yeah.
That's when it all ended.
There's no reason. But you can't go around and blaming it on young people. You know, I've talked to a lot of people or work with people who go, young people don't know who Lucille Ball is. Well, why should they? Why would you expect them to know who Lucille Ball was or Carol Burnett? Or anybody that we grow up with, because our grandparents and our parents watched the same stuff and listened to the same kind of music. Everything was monoculture. And it wasn't until streaming and then radio splintered. And when you could hold a thing in your hand that could give you whatever you wanted, there was no reason to, let's all sit around the TV and watch I Love Lucy or MASH or even Cheers or even Seinfeld. So.
I'm sad because nobody on TikTok knows the movie Fletch at all.
There's a Fletch page on TikTok.
Yeah, but like when I scroll through and I see those people putting the makeup on,
mm-hmm.
and they have a towel on, I always say, can I borrow your towel? My card is at a water buffalo. Nobody.
Nah, I just got out of the shower.
Yeah. Can I borrow your towel for a sec? My card is at a water buffalo.
Hundreds of times and nobody knows it's from Fletch.
Yeah, they're not a generation of... movie quotes like we used to at all.
No, but they don't watch movies.
Right.
There's no need. I mean, they'll quote
YouTube videos.
YouTube videos and all in like Mr. Beast. More people watch Mr. Beast.
They're talking about fucking Drake diss tracks and shit. And I have no idea what that's about.
Oh, the fucking sketch guy came out at the draft. I'm like, who the fuck is this? I mean, who is he? And then,
What's up, brother?
Such a big deal. Sketch guy. Yeah, I'm okay.
And then you can't get mad at us for not knowing who these people are if you're younger and you go, okay, boomers, okay, Gen Xers. We don't know because we're not into the same things you're into. We can't monitor what you're looking at because you're in the corner with your phone or got your headphones on.
With your social anxiety.
Yes. Well, I don't blame them for having social anxiety. And let's also just say that we're not the majority and they're not the majority of people just get up and go about their lives and they're not glued to a screen all day. Sure, the people that we interact with are the people that we talk to, but it's not everybody. They're just like, Dustin, how many kids do you have? I forget. And I feel like a shithead for asking.
I have four.
Four. Are your kids constantly looking at their phones or are they engaged?
They're constantly on computers or phones.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they'll fuck them all. Not your kids. All young people.
Are you kidding me? My mom starts her morning every day, watching these Iranian people on YouTube.
Iranian? Why?
Yeah, because they are like out in the desert and they are homesteading and there's all this drama going on with this wife and then the mother-in-law is evil and they're
Iran and the reality shows?
Yes, and it's on YouTube and my mom watches it every morning and you could, like I would be in the bed in the other room and I hear and then a goat going
yeah,
and then a baby crying. I mean, that's the whole show. And then it's, you know, it's subtitled. So, but yeah, she just.
The Real Housewives of Tabriz. That's awesome. I would watch that shit.
I watch
Mongolian guys on, they have there's these Mongolian guys on TikTok. They'll like bring half a goat in and they'll cut it up and then they boss each other around. They go in their yurt and they cook their food. I love that. It's very quick though. It's not like a series.
Well, my nephew, he's like, 16, he came in, he says, hey, Grandma, I was going to tell you, I started watching that Iranian show on my own now. He goes, it's kind of dope.
Yeah. You know what it's not? The Bachelor.
The Golden Bachelor.
Or any of those shows where it's just a bunch of vacuous pieces of shit.
Yeah. But seriously, though, she's not watching that. She's watching that old SNL sketch with Donald Glover whenever he's parodying the Orange Juice Jones song.
God, that's a great.
She watches it all the time. She kept saying, oh, you got to watch this. It's so funny. And I said, you know, this is based on a real song. And then I pulled up the real video. Mm-hmm. And now she watches them both. Like when I was there, I'd hear her in there. She'd listen to the Glover one and then play the other one and just laugh and laugh and
that's
laugh.
Great. I love that song. You're just a squirrel trying to get a nut.
What was Glover's name? Was Raz P. Berry or something instead of Orange Juice Jones?
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Well, take me back to TikTok. There's a good account on TikTok called Huggy that just shows classic SNL clips in full. And he's been doing...
I found that guy.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of Jack Handy stuff this week, so that's fun. Why do people watch Iranians in the desert fighting with their goats? Why don't you watch old Seinfelds? Some dude news. There's going to be a Tron sequel, a third Tron film, and Jeff Bridges is in it. And I guess Old Man 2 is coming back. So that is good. The name of the Tron movie is Tron Ares. And he said that when they de-aged him, he looked like Bill Maher. So I don't think they're going to be doing that for me.
No, this one's going to be in the real world.
Yeah.
Jared Leto is coming out of the computer world to the real world to hunt down his son.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, Jared Leto's the bad guy in this one.
Yeah, okay. Was Bruce Boxleiter going to be in this?
I don't know. He was. They had him in the last one.
I mean, he's Tron, right?
Yeah,
isn't he?
He's Tron.
I don't know. I'll go see it. I thought the last one. People hated it, but I liked it. I love
good.
I love the first one. I'm a dork, whatever you say. And it's Jeff Bridges, man. All right. It's May the 4th. So we have to talk about the fact that May the 4th for the last, I don't know how many years, has been associated with Star Wars, because you have to say May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
And also with you. But I don't care about any new Star Wars stuff. I'm sorry. So I thought we would just mention what I think are George Lucas's top five non-Star Wars films and say where you can watch them. My number one top favorite George Lucas movie that isn't Star Wars is American Graffiti, right now streaming on Netflix. I think that's probably his best movie that he made himself. It has a great soundtrack with Wolfman Jack. When I hear the songs that are on that soundtrack, because I listened to the 8-track so much as a kid, I still hear the Wolfman Jack shit in my head. He's also in the movie.
Though, I saw it when I was a kid, because everybody said it was so great, and it bored me to tears. And I tried to watch it again like 10 years ago. Still.
Really?
It's so boring, I feel like. Very boring.
Were your parents into that, the 50s, 62 zeitgeist thing? Because my mom was. She was really into all that music. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, no. I mean, I grew up listening to Beach Boys and Jan and Dean and all, you know, all that stuff from my stepdad. But and he loved that movie. He loved American Graffiti because all the cars and everything. But
it's a nostalgia fest. And if you don't have any nostalgia for that era, it's hard. It's kind of hard to watch.
Now on that same
support's hot.
Well, I was going to say, on the same thing, did you find Dazed and Confused to be better than American Graffiti?
100%.
Yeah, me too.
For a movie.
So yeah, we remember the 70s.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah. It's also not a great movie, really, Dazed and Confused. I mean, the acting is pretty terrible.
Yeah, but it's more of a thing that we grew up, we knew, we saw older kids like that when we were little kids. No, you were afraid of the kid with the flannel shirt and the long hair. I was, anyway. If you had a flannel shirt on, I ran to the woods. Leave me alone.
They used to have, like, big bonfires and shit in the park in our town in the 70s.
I remember that. We would go down and throw a goat onto the fire and take off our clothes and start eating brains. It happened a lot back then. I love American Graffiti. I even like the sequel. The second sequel is shit. But Terry the Toad gets killed in Vietnam, so that's interesting. But they're all in it. Maybe Harrison Ford isn't in the sequel, but he's in the first one. And I love his character in the first one.
Isn't the Deer Hunter the sequel to American
Might have. Diddy Mao! Good soundtrack, too, for American Graffiti, too. The next one, Raiders of the Lost Ark, obviously, is probably... I think Raiders of the Lost Ark is a great movie. I also like the second one, but I don't like any of the ones after that. But he came up with the story and he was the producer. He was the writer director for American Graffiti. But you all love the Raiders of the Lost.
Raiders Game. Rules.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess I do have to come clean. I finally did watch the last one. And if I can finally say that is the worst Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Crystal Skull was worse, I thought.
No, I thought it was better than that one.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't fly a plane back in time, land it, and then fly back through a hole. That was freaking retarded.
Well, we did have a crystal skull, and I did, you know, survive a nuclear blast by getting into a refrigerator. Yeah, then there were a lot of bugs chasing down Shia LaBeouf.
The next one, Willow. Not really that good of a movie, but I remember seeing it and loving it. You can watch, oh, by the way, you can watch Raiders on Disney Plus. And Willow is also on Disney Plus. Jeff loved the series, said it was a delight from start to finish, and it was a shame that it was canceled after one season. Is that true, Jeff?
Yeah, it was fucking great.
What was so good about it? Why did it get so much hate? Did it have?
I think just people didn't watch it.
Did people complain about it? I don't remember people complaining about it.
No, I don't. Think nobody watched it.
It was the usual complaint. It was that Disney put a cast in that was diverse.
Oh no!
In everything, and that was it. That was enough to where they didn't care to watch it at that point. They just wanted to talk shit about it.
You can't have a Chinese person playing an elf. An elf is just a white person.
You should watch it though. Do yourself a favor and watch it.
I'll watch it. I like the actor. I forget his name.
Yeah, and the girl that plays the Laura Dan, and it's awesome too.
Davis, right? Warwick Davis?
Yeah, Warwick Davis.
Yeah.
That's on Disney Plus. Labyrinth. Well, this show was named after Labyrinth. He was a producer of that, and you have to rent it if you want to see it. Labyrinth is a good movie.
I prefer Krull.
Hey, Dad, you know I'm dying to see Zapped.
I would much prefer Krull.
That's funny. And the last one I saw when I was at getting my oil changed the other day, this was on the screen at the car dealership. Howard the Duck, that he produced, which is a terrible movie, but you can watch it if you want. It's on Tubi.
I really wish they would have made that cartoon with Kevin Smith and Dave Willis.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been great. I liked it when I was a kid.
It's not. You watched it recently?
Yeah, it's not a good movie.
I tried to watch it maybe like 10 or 15 years ago, and it was unwatchable.
Yeah, it hasn't aged well at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a rumor that George Lucas is getting back into a Star Wars series. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't even know what it would be. I sure as hell hope he doesn't write it.
It's news. Trailers and Friends with Steph.
All right, guys, here's some more topics from the entertainment world before we get to the podcast universe, which people were complaining to me about last week, and I'm sorry about that. Anyway, Scooby-Doo. Netflix is producing a live-action slop fest of Scooby-Doo and his gang. And I can tell you right now that that will be a nope for me, and I can't imagine anyone under the age of 40 watching this show. Why would they? Did they know who Scooby-Doo was?
I read about it. It looks
bad. Depends on who they get to be Daphne. I'll watch it if it's somebody good.
Well, let's see. Who will they have play Daphne?
Sydney Sweeney or somebody?
Jenna Ortega. No, they have to be younger than Sydney Sweeney, right? Well, they could dye her hair red. Who'd play Velma? Obviously, Velma is going to have to be the chick from The Office. It's just not going to be Scooby-Doo. It's going to be, you know what it's going to be.
I mean, they did a second season of that show, Velma, which nobody liked. But so, I mean, I'm assuming that they feel like no matter what they do, as long as they put Scooby-Doo on it, they'll get an audience.
I think Hanna-Barbera sold their soul to Satan, their souls to Satan. So that's why these shows have to keep getting made. And
in an animated show, you get two seasons like automatically because it's so hard and so long to do.
That's true.
I think the really rottens are behind this all.
I think you're right. Hey, what's the worst thing about having sex with Joe Elliott? When he tells you that he's not really Joe Elliott. That's an old Willie Nelson joke. Who posted this story in here?
I did.
Can you please tell me about this story?
Oh, there's some lady online. She thought that she was talking to Joe Elliott. And he bilked her out of $11,000.
Why would Joe Elliott need $11,000?
I have no idea. And in the realms of
one arm, maybe, but
in maybe Joe Elliott 25 years ago, but Joe Elliott now? I mean,
no.
Come on.
The same thing happened to Q from the Practical Jokers.
Yep.
Really?
Some lady got catfished out of $13,000 by some dude that was saying it was him.
Man, celebrities don't need your money.
It gives you an idea, though. I mean, we should just start pretending to be.
Hey, Dusty, I'm having a good time, but I'm run out of money. I know you like my comedy. I got a Venmo that, just gives me money.
Tim could get away with it because he can do the voice.
You're going to do somebody who some old chick wants to bang, though.
Start working on your Matt Rife impression.
Oh, God. Yeah, they love that guy, don't they?
Yeah.
Love him. I tried watching his comedy. I didn't find him very funny.
Oh, no. It's terrible.
No.
He's worse than Dane Cook.
Yeah, Dane Cook did at least have some funny bits. Even if they were stolen, they were still funny.
There's a guy in Baltimore who didn't like a principal or something. And he was a teacher, and he used AI to make his boss appear racist. And I've heard this audio. And this doesn't sound fake. It sounds like real audio, but it wasn't really the principal didn't really say horrible things about any racist. And so this teacher got fired, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they busted him.
This is not AI, Dusty. I just really need $11,000.
What if we had AI back when we were in high school and ordering pizzas for our fucking teachers and shit? Holy
crap. We had a friend who he said he took a tape recorder and secretly recorded the principal and another teacher yelling at him, but it was just him doing all their voices and it was muffled. So, you know, you could maybe think about it, but if we wanted revenge against our teachers, we prank called them. We had a teacher, he's deceased, but I'm still not going to say his name.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I worked at this restaurant where you could conference people on the phone. And I thought that was great. This is like the be all end all of prank phone calls. And they would call him and they would call this company called Truck Tram. And I don't remember what it was. I think it was a dispatch company or something that sold stuff to truckers. And they would get him on at the same time. They go, hello. This guy was always drunk. You go, hello. And the guy go, hi, it's Carl from Truck Tram. Who? Carl from Truck Tram. Fuck yeah. And you know, it was fun to do that. I liked conferencing my mother with my my grandmother and my mother. I'm like, Mary Jane, Mom, did you call me? You called me.
Well, our phone just rang.
And then they'd end up talking for like 10 minutes and it would hang up on
them. Did you guys ever, was it like always a badge of honor to torment the substitute teacher?
In class? Oh, yeah. I made one cry. No, he was a student teacher.
I never did anything, but we did have some rowdy crew in my class in Harts Creek, West Virginia. And we were on the second floor, but the windows would open. We had no air conditioning. So this kid in my class, Charles Wiley, he sat on the ledge of the window and then he had us distract the teacher. And then somebody went, ah, and then we all were like, oh my God, he fell out the window. And he had went downstairs and he was all sprawled out on the grass like he had fallen out the window and he was dead. Yeah. And then
that's commitment.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. And then, you know, she ran over there and she was like, oh my God. And he got in a lot of trouble.
Okay, good.
And we got a lot of laughs.
That's funny, though. That is very funny.
Yeah. That's a good one.
The Tyson Paul is a legit boxing match now, though Mike Tyson's going to fight Jake Paul in the official professional match. It's going to take place on July 20th on Netflix from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
So it's an official sanctioned match. There's going to be an undercard. I'm going to watch this.
So does that mean they threw all those crappy rules out that they were going to do, like the 16-ounce gloves and...
Oh, I don't know if that... I'm just saying it's sanctioned. Who knows what any of that means? Mike Tyson's going to beat the shit out of him.
Is there a purse for it? I mean, if they...
Yeah, they're making bank. Yeah, they're getting a lot of money. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's it. I can go back to smoking weed right after the fight.
Do you think... I mean, Tyson's going to beat the hell out of him, don't you think?
Depends.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tyson spent the last 25 years smoking weed all day.
No, but he's been training for this.
Oh, I know.
Well, he fought, what, two or three years ago?
That wasn't a good fight, though.
No, but I mean, he trained then, I mean, and trained up for that. So it's not like he's not trained in the last 10 years.
Jake Paul, if Jake Paul can outlast him, which...
He'll just bite both of his ears off.
Yeah. I'm going to eat both of his ears.
Nah, he just has to tie him up for like five rounds.
Yeah, it's not a full fight.
He lands one of those giant steel hams.
Yeah.
Just one of them.
I know.
Jake, he'll be brain dead, probably.
Go back to YouTube, asshole.
My money's on Tyson. I think the smart money's on Tyson. I watched my first entire episode of Kill Tony the other night. You guys have watched that before, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched an entire episode?
Oh, yeah.
There's some good comics. There's some bad comics. The only reason I watched it was because Harlan Williams was one of the panelists. So I was like, I'll check this out. Tony Hawk was the other one. And Ian Fidance, who I'd never really heard of before. Do you guys like him?
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I'd never heard of him either, but apparently he's pretty popular. They're brutal. They're really brutal. Oh, not Harlan. Harlan was very funny. They're kind of brutal to these guys, these comedians. There were a couple of guy comedians, a couple of lady comedians. They get 1 minute. I can't imagine having 1 minute to do your best material. You'd think that would be easy, but some of them look like they're struggling.
Yeah, I think that would be tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a live audience in front of you. You've got a dais to your left with all these people, and it's kind of like a roast.
Yeah.
And if you do bad, it's a roast, but if you do good... Yeah. It's a good roast.
And sometimes it takes a minute to build a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't do that. I mean, I don't know.
Most of them go after the dais. Most of them just turn right around and go.
Yeah.
After
see, that's a smart thing.
Tony. Yeah.
And I never really knew anything about Tony until recently. And he seems like a fun. He's a stand up comic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go see him or watch him do stand up or something. But he certainly runs that show pretty tight. There was one lady, and I forget her name. She looked like she just walked out of the 1968. She had all the hippie shit on, you know, and they were making fun of her because I could smell her patchouli. But she kept saying, we're having a good time. And it annoyed me because she was doing it just like she was doing the hand thing. We're having a good time. Goddamn, we're having a good time. So I called her Musty Slay in the chat group.
The Harlan chiming in making some of their jokes better was funny.
And speaking of Harlan, his guest this week was Todd Glass. And I didn't watch it because he doesn't reply to me in a minute. The guy had me on the phone for 2 hours one time years ago, upset with Larry Wax from my old radio show.
Well, why did they act that way?
I don't know, man. Come on. But anyway, Two Bears, One Cave. I also watched, we've been talking about that show and all the hate Two Bears, One Cave gets. I watched that full episode, which started off with them not doing a preview clip thing and not doing as many ads, and also addressing the fact that everybody's been shitting on them for a long time in their comment section. But I think they're trolling the trolls, because Bert's never going to stop being Bert. And all Bert did the entire episode was whine and explain why he's anxious and has problems. And
yeah, at the beginning, he said, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to do this. And then he ended up, before the end's over, he did everything that he said he wasn't going to do.
But I have to say that if I was going to talk about this show from time to time, I have to watch the entire thing. So I watched the entire thing. When I easily could have just watched Podcast Cringe the very next day, who immediately did a breakdown of it. But they're trolling the trolls and da 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 da. I don't know why people hate them so much. I say that all the time. I don't know why people hate on these podcasts, but I don't know. It's just not something I'm going to watch every week. Anybody else watch it?
I've watched it in the past.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't like your mother's house?
Your mom's house?
Your mom's house.
I don't like that at all.
It used to be great when they were in a bedroom closet was their studio.
Yeah.
And everything was just fun, and they didn't care about, you know, who they would insult or anything else, and didn't have a lot of inside jokes. It was hilarious.
Right. I'm not a big fan of Christina P.
No one.
She's pretty fine. Yeah.
What'd you say, Steph?
I said no. Her mom jeans, the last special she had. I liked her better before she married him.
Yeah.
She was funnier before she married him, I think, anyway.
Now she's just a wife, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They both talk about stuff that is just beyond gross. It's too much. It's too much for me. I mean, I'm not that evolved, I guess, and sick shit. I just can't do it.
The funny thing, I love sick shit, but I don't like them doing it. The funny thing to me about them is the stuff that they did to Garth Brooks.
That was great.
That was great. But now it's happening to Bert and Tom on Two Bears, One Cave. But it ended up being exactly the opposite of what they said they were going to do at the beginning of it. Give it a year, they say on the Red Bar show. Last week we talked about a story that somebody had said Howie Mandel is a bad podcast guest. So one of the latest Clipper videos of Red Bar, he starts talking about how Howie Mandel likes Red Bar. And then he showed, like on a recent episode, Howie and his daughter, Jacqueline, both say that they like Red Bar. And that was weird. It's so meta to me. But anyway, we haven't talked too much about that kind of stuff, I guess.
Now, with him, you were talking a minute ago about watching the podcast and waiting for them to mention your name. Mm-hmm. I skimmed through all the clips that I could find of Red Bull this week to see if we had a mention, doing the same thing, going, no.
Game over, man. There's a sex robot that's going to take over the world.
That's from Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah. Rogan's had a lot of interesting guests lately, and some not so interesting. He had like a moon landing hoax douchebag on. And Rogan used to think the moon landing was fake, but he, of course, has smartened up. And I've thought about it, too. I've wavered back and forth on whether we really went to the moon or whether we never really went to the moon and Stanley Kubrick did it. But I believe we went to the moon.
You can see shit on the moon if you have a powerful enough telescope that we left there.
Right, and they left a mirror there that reflects back. So
I think we went to the moon. I think it's both, though. I think that may come out that we did go to the moon, but there was no way that we could film and record, and they did that here and then tried to pass it all off.
Oh.
I think the Kennedy shooter was on the moon.
I do, too. We had a big very scope. Long rifle and a very good scope.
I think it's time we blow up the moon.
The moon man.
Oh, yeah. The moon's had it too good for too long.
But you know who shot JFK, like Steph said? the Moon Man from the McDLT promotions in the late
the big glasses and the piano.
Yeah. Which, by the way, became a white supremacy mascot in on 4chan years ago. I don't know why or how, but it did. We're taking it back. The man on the moon did shoot JFK, and a white supremacist wouldn't have shot JFK. Wanted to make DLT. They wouldn't let him make it. Or JFK didn't want it. So, like Steph said, he shot him from the moon.
That's exactly what happened, because he liked the cold stuff cold and the hot stuff hot.
Yeah. JFK, just give him a fucking burger with everything hot. Well, you don't want hot lettuce. I want everyone to have hot lettuce. I want everyone's pickles and tomatoes and cheese to be hot. And if it's not hot, you're not going to be allowed to make those.
Just like a stupid Mick.
I want the cheese to be hot, but the condiments and the fixings, they can be cold.
I like that great big wasteful box they came in.
And the styrofoam.
Yeah, that big, like with the top and the bottom.
Made out of like the eyes of baby seals.
Sure. That's where styrofoam comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It's all I knew Jason Alexander from until I was 20 years old.
Right? I loved that burger. I thought it was unwieldy. You couldn't eat it in a car.
It was very fancy.
It was fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and I would go to McDonald's and then go up to the water towers at the university. And he would make fun of me for eating my fries first, which I've been doing now for 40 years. I eat the fries first because they're better when they're hot, right?
I agree with that.
The burger, you can eat that cold. Not freezing cold, but you could eat it tepid, warm.
You eat the fries in the car on the way to the water tower.
Yeah.
Car fries.
Then we get out and goon.
You goon at the moon.
You don't need to goon because you're a sex robot.
Goon at the moon. I would goon at the robot. Tower. So what is this thing about the robot? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's game over for the human race. People complain about these sex robots. How could you? Okay, first of all, they need to make one that can take a punch and mimic choking sounds. Thanks.
Sure.
And put a tear duct in it, right?
I'd agree with that.
Make sure the makeup can run and smear.
Absolutely.
I think we're all in agreement. That's
take
the only
a, reason. Take a hard kick to the crotch.
Sure. We're not going to be alive to see actual sex robots, by the way. You know, they talk about these brothels where you can go and have a sex session with a sex robot. It's a sex doll that you have to move. You have to put it in the position yourself. All right, let me bend the knee the way I like it.
I mean, if you've been married for any sort of time, we're all sex robots.
Well, isn't that just smush and sleep?
I mean, just no, like you said, you just position somebody some way and just lay there.
That's true. They're not made of silicone. You got cushion and cushion and all that. These are just gross things that somebody has to clean. That would be the thing with me. I'd spend $8,000 on a sex robot. I wouldn't clean it. Mold would grow in there. And I'd be like, put it in the trash.
Another nasty sex robot.
Yep. I keep wasting
it. It all up with his goons.
Yes.
It's better than those dead hookers you've been putting in your trash can.
Well, at least you can fold them.
Like, he's been cleaning it with bleach again. Nope.
Yeah, you can't use bleach.
Just smells like bleach.
Yeah, well, not after a month. Turns into something vile. Eventually, we'll have Cylons. Conan O'Brien says some of his friends thought Hot Ones killed him. Why is that? I haven't watched that one yet.
Because I think the video of him, he slathered it on his face. And then somebody started tweeting something like he was dead.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's where it all kind of spawned from that. And he was like, I'm not dead. I did not die in Hot Ones. He almost died.
He didn't have a lot of repercussions, though. He talked about it a little bit.
Well, he chugged a bottle of Da Bomb sauce out of the bottle.
Oh.
And that's the worst one, the most heinous one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he said he had bloody diarrhea.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm glad.
He said he can't let a joke go. If he starts it, he's got to finish it, or it would drive him nuts.
All right, that's our podcast segment. Oh, I have one thing I do want to say. If you want to watch a fun show without any controversy, watch Theo Vaughn make beer chicken with Sean and Marley on Beautiful Tasty Beautiful. You guys know what that podcast is?
Mm-mm.
It's a couple of special needs kids that have a cooking show, and Theo Vaughn on it. And it was very sweet. And Theo was very sweet to them, and it's very enjoyable to watch.
Not eating it, though.
I'm not eating it. Well, yeah, Theo had his hands in it.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
All right, let's read your YouTube comments. You can leave us YouTube comments on our YouTube page. YouTube Radio Labyrinth. Let's see. SW313 says, Tucker sat there schooling Joe Rogan for 3 hours. I thought it was great. I'm impressed you had 3 hours to watch Joe Rogan. But, you know.
That's a short episode.
Nah, he only does 3 hours. RFK Jr. was 22 hours.
Jesus Christ.
No. I had another thing about atrazine. I watched most of that. Even if you don't have to agree, it's just fun to watch people talk, you know, like watching Graham Hancock talk about, you know, well, I know that's that was made by man, even though it's been on the bottom of the ocean. You can tell that it wasn't that definitely wasn't something that just appeared naturally. Let's see. Moose Knuckle says, you're welcome. Your array of interesting stuff in your title brought me here. That means title and the artwork that Dustin did. If I like it, I'll subscribe. Thank you, Moose Knuckle. Deeb 2359 says, song on Fallout, I can't get out of my head. I like my coffee hot.
Great soundtrack.
Yeah,
that's the best. Our buddy Fuxi says, the DOA song. Yeah, we talked about that. So you ever heard that song, Steph, by a band called DOA? About the guy that dies in a plane crash, and it's just very eerie and creepy.
I've heard of the group DOA. I don't know if I know the song.
Yeah, it was a weird hit that they played on the radio in the 70s, and it was the only hit they ever had, but it's really weird.
I'll look it up. I'll have to hear this.
Do it. I'll send it to you if you don't find it. A DOA song would freak us out as kids. There was an FM station that played it a few times after midnight. Although I always found Timothy by the Buoys, written by Rupert Holmes, to be a much scarier song. I mean, they ate Timothy. I love that song. Terry Fuller says, bring back Vine. We talked about Vine last week, and I agree. Vine should come back, but Elon Musk is going to make X TV, and I'm a free speech absolutist. Let's see. Oh, yeah, for you guys, Fuxi also said, Swan Song is a fun book, but McCammon's book that should be turned into a movie is Boy's Life.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Good magazine, too. It's hot. Remember that magazine?
Boy's Life.
That's what you were going into?
Yeah. Oh, Goofus and Gallant. No, that was Highlights.
Yeah.
Go to the dentist and read the Bible story book in Highlights. Roby says, Kayfabe's origin is from Carny Talk, the traveling carnival. Similar to Pig Latin, was used by wrestlers and promoters until the early 90s and goes back to the days when wrestling shows would travel the country with carnivals. I did not know that. Thank you. And then SDubs313 said, David Spade acted arrogant as hell on Kill Tony. It was pretty obnoxious, actually, and I always loved Dave Spade. Maybe he's just shy. I guess I have to go back and watch that one.
He talked about it on Fly on the Wall. He said it was freezing in there, and they had a fan blowing right in his face. So he put his sunglasses on, and then he put his jacket on, and then people thought he was being aloof because of that.
That makes sense. That tracks, as the youngsters say. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Bernie Sanders for the pod burn and all that. Spring is here and we're excited for warmer weather. Stop in to Atlanta Pizza and Euro for one of their 16 ice cold draft beers and ciders on tap. They do not have Bernie malt liquor yet, but we're working on it. Try one of the many local craft and domestic beers available in cans and bottles. I hope they recycle them because it's very important. Their featured selection this spring is Their featured selection is this spring is Sweetwater Brewing's Half a Gummy Fruit Punch IPA. There's a lot to unpack there. There's a plot reference. It's IPA. It's got fruit punch, which is what you drink when you're high. You know, the guy, the Hawaiian punch guy with the hat. Delicious. It's easy drinking, sweet tasting IPA with low bitterness and delicious fruit flavors. AP&G is a longtime favorite of Conyers and Covington. and the East Metro area of Atlanta, Georgia. They're made to order pizzas, gyros, or gyros, however you say it, pasta specialties, and Greek salads are absolutely the best around. They wish to sincerely thank everybody for their business and support, both now and into the future. They have a food truck. Their events are going on regularly, but if you're interested in booking one, just contact Mike Hall at 770-483-6228. Open for dine-in or takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturday, 12 to 9, closed on Sundays. I don't know about the glory hole. You guys said earlier it was open again. I doubt it. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005. With a fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366, or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Is views
or
and snooze. All right, it's time for views or snooze, where we decide if we're going to views something or snooze something. And I have been terribly snoozy lately, so let's see if I get a little better at that.
Last week was Big Door Prize, Dead Boy Detectives, and my next guest with Mulaney, which I watched the first two of Big Door Prize, and I watched the first Dead Boy Detective. It's a fun show.
Is it? I'm just wondering about that.
I mean, it's Neil Gaiman.
Oh, so okay.
You kind of know what to expect.
You know,
I haven't watched the Mulaney Letterman yet.
I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
This week, Axe comes back.
Yay.
Excited cool. for that. That's a views.
That's a views. I love that show.
Me it's too. Been forever since the last season.
Did you hear Jean Smart do an impression of Maggie Smith on Colbert?
No.
No.
It's amazing. She sounds just like her. I only saw that in TikTok, by the way.
And A Man in Full starts on Netflix this week.
I didn't know this was being made. I'm interested in this.
It's Jeff Daniels. I'll watch it.
I like the book.
Yeah, it's about Atlanta.
Did you guys like it?
Never read it, but I will watch this for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch it if it's David Kelly.
Yeah.
And this looks
and Mulaney... Everybody's in L.A. on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's like a six-part thing where he goes around L.A. with everybody who's in town for the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
It's all live, right?
Yeah.
Shit, there's so much to watch. This is like Shark Week for people who aren't lame. Yeah, some of that's going to be abuse for me. I want to watch the Tom Brady roast, too.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That should be good.
Gronk.
It's live. That's why I'm excited to see because they edit so much shit out of the
yeah.
No, they got Gronk. They got Belichick's going to be there. A whole bunch of people.
Yeah, and, but who are the comedians?
I don't know that they're going to have comedians. I think there are. No, you know who the host is? Kevin Hart.
He's not bad.
I gotta have Jeff Ross on there.
Yeah, like you said, who are the comedians?
That's what I was going to say.
They're going to have, like, Glazer or, you know, some of the really good ones.
Yeah.
Jeselnik.
Yeah, Jeselnik. He's great.
He'll be there?
I don't know who they're going to be, but I'm going to watch it.
All right. Let me find this story real quick. Randy Moss, I don't see him being a very funny comedian.
No.
I do like Randy Moss. I think he should be on TV.
They got to have a lot of famous people on the dais for the comedians to make fun of.
Yeah.
Besides Tom Brady.
Here's the panel of roasters, according to Adam Schefter at ESPN. Randy Moss, Julian Edelman, Drew Bledsoe, and Rob Gronkowski, among others. This might not be funny.
No, ew.
Oh, nah, they kind of have comedians.
Wait. Other stars joining the lineup include Kevin Hart, who is the host, and comedian Jeff Ross.
Yeah, I was going to say, they can't do a roast without Jeff Ross.
Yes.
I wish they'd dig up Greg Giraldo's body.
Yeah.
Just sit him in a chair.
I missed you so much.
You call Giraldo? I miss him too.
No, I missed you.
No, you.
Shit like that. And not eating the food.
I'm not going to eat it.
I'm not going to eat it. Those guys are nice. Come on. How do you know they can't cook?
Well, I know that we have a bakery near me that is run by special needs people, and I have bought cupcakes and things from there and given them to people, but I've never eaten one of them.
Yeah, you gave me one and cracked because there was a
number with powdered salt.
Oh, guys, come on.
That was dandruff, Jeff.
Yes, it was. It's not the 70s or 80s or 90s or 2010s when we could have had fun with that story. But anyway, you people are heartless. All right, it's time for staff picks. Mine is a book that's 4 years old, but because I've been in a classic wrestling mode and just stuck in it, because that's what I get into things. It's a book that I'm listening to and I'm almost finished with called We Promised You, A Great Main Event in Unauthorized WWE History by Bill Hanstock. And you can get that on Audible if you're interested. It's a good listen. It's not a read. I didn't read it, but it's a good listen.
And my stat pick is the Pop-Tart movie on Netflix.
Seinfeld. Looking forward to that. That looks like it's going to be
Funny.
I think that's going to be one of those like classics where you'll watch it a few times.
Yeah, I agree.
Gaffigan's in it. Looks good. It's going to be good.
Dustin, you ain't got nothing written down on there, son.
No, it's on Shudder right now. Late Night with the Devil.
I want to see that.
Yeah, it's really good. It really
rip it and send it.
What they're trying to do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what they're trying to do, they really pull off well as far as making it look like a period piece. It looks very close to like the beginning of The Last of Us when they have that show at the beginning, the talk show. Very period, and it. The end of it gets chaotic and crazy, but the special effects are all like real special effects.
They're practical.
Yeah, all practical. So it's really kind of like it throws you back to like 80s gory stuff.
Is this Ari Aster or is this just the producers of Hereditary and those?
Just the producers.
They did an hour long interview on last podcast on the left with that dude, David.
You got a 3 foot long last name.
Yeah. But I've been excited to see this movie since that interview.
Yeah, I'm dying to watch it. Somebody in the Radio Shack, I saw that they had posted they'd watched it and they were raving about it.
I think it was Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin's awesome, man. He really gets, he gets into stuff as soon as it comes out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very honest about his reviews. If he really likes something and it goes against the grain, he's honest. I like that.
Kevin Jackson, man.
Yep.
He'll never lie to you.
No, he will not.
He lied to me about giving me a Star Wars shirt.
Oh, well. Sorry, well, Jeff.
I'm sorry, Jeff, but we'll figure out what to do about that. You go chase him down. All right.
Well, mine is the Food Network. You know, I'm any sort of baking. If there's any sort of dessert involved, there's a new show starting on Monday, May 6th on Food Network. It's called The Next Baking Master, and it's 10 Americans, and they take them to Paris, and they have to like compete in all of these French pastry competitions and whatnot. So, but yeah, so watch the Next Baking Master on Food Network on Monday.
So Neil watched all of that and you watched all of Fallout. Did you have to watch Fallout again?
Oh, no. He watched Fallout while I was gone. And okay. I think he watched it twice while I was gone.
Oh, wow. Hey guys, let's do some plugs. You can listen to me ramble on my show Trambles that I do every Monday. It's audio only, and it is available in Radio Labyrinth's podcast feed. I have fun doing that. And even if no one's listening, I'm listening to myself. I'm sharing. You can also check my radio show, The Popcast, if you live in Atlanta, or even if you don't, you can go to 95.5 FM or 750 AM on Saturday nights at 7 PM. Or you can listen on the WSB radio app, or you can just wait for the podcast to come out the following Monday. My guest this week, or last week, was Kelly Lockman from the I Believe in Bigfoot Project. I found him to be a fascinating guest, and I like his docuseries that he has on YouTube. My guest tonight and this week is Christy Manifold Spencer. She's an Emmy-winning design producer from HGTV and DIY Networks, and she's going to come and talk about that. If you'd like to be a Patreon member and support us that way, you can go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. You can come in at the $25 level and be a producer, or at any level and have access to our Patreon only show. I'd like to thank our producers right now. Our executive producers are Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Mike D, and Matt Carter. And if you sign up to be a producer, you get a t-shirt and a doodle for you. And then when we get our new stickers in, you'll get those as well. We're still waiting. I have to wait. I got to order them soon. Please, please, please. Jeff and Dustin did some new ones that are really good. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you. If you're new here, please subscribe. That is the best way to help us out. And just subscribe and like and share them with people that you think would like what we're talking about. Us Gen Xers, and you know, we're real close to 1,000 subscribers, and that's our first goal here. And Dustin does a kick-ass job making the show very entertaining to watch. Even if you're on the show, when you watch it later, you're like, oh, that's cool, right?
Yeah. I didn't know we were supposed to chime in. I thought you were, you know, you're just doing your read.
You chime in whenever you want. I'm looking at.
I'm still going to watch after I quit the show.
I know you are. Jeff's quitting the show. I print everything out now so I can see you guys when I'm doing the show now, because I didn't before, and I was always just like staring at the thing in front of me.
Oh, you weirdo. This whole time you were never looking at us?
No, get out of here. I'd look at you once or twice a night. Who are you, Amy Schumer, who I sat next to her an entire evening at a comedy show, and then I said hi to her, and she went, why didn't you say hi, you weirdo freak?
Yeah, I would do that.
I was scared because, well, not scared, I just felt bad because Larry had bumped her from the show for no reason, and I thought she would be mad. Anyway, none of that matters. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking.
He doesn't want to make eye contact because he's gooning.
Oh, I want you to know I'm doing that. All right. We will talk to you next week. Until that time, please remember to keep it kicking.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?